But that holiday in Mexico does not exist. There's no Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm. What Mexican holidays are celebrated here?
No, they have, like, the 1st of May is Labor Day in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's our Labor Day in September, you know, first Monday
mm-hmm.
in September. They have several, then they have the 5th of May, which is liberation of Mexico from the French in the Battle of Puebla.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 16th of September is another liberation from Spain. So now the only holidays that are together would be Christmas, but I imagine that's all over the world.
Do people here celebrate the liberation?
No. We all know, you know, a lot of people, most of us know the history of Mexico, why they're celebrating that day and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their day off, they close business. Now they'll come over here and call us and say, let's go play golf or something. So we
mm-hmm.
know we go play golf with them. And same thing, they know when our holidays are.
Do you close your businesses here on Mexican holidays?
No, they'll just close their business. Now, what happens is the import-export.
Mm-hmm.
When they have a Mexican holiday, customs is closed on the Mexican
mm-hmm.
side. So people go to work here, but they don't have that much work because they cannot cross anything into the country. They do
mm-hmm.
paperwork and all this, but they'll probably take off half a day and go play golf because there's not much they can do. And it's the same thing when we have a holiday here in the States, like the 4th of July or Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mexico cannot bring anything, import or export anything into this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to you about, you know, machinery or onions or cantaloupes, which a lot of this produce does come through here.
Mm-hmm.
Like during Christmas, they bring a lot of cantaloupes into the United States. And I would say that the only, it's Easter is celebrated over there, and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only holidays together. The rest, everybody has their own. We celebrate George Washington's birthday here, the big week,
mm-hmm.
for the parades and everything. But a lot of people from Mexico come over here to see the parades,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of bands from the high schools and from the army and their navy, well, not the navy, probably just their army, come over here
mm-hmm.
and participate in the parades. And so this is, we're trying to celebrate. There's a lot of dignitaries that come in from Mexico. They're like a representative comes in from the president of Mexico and the governor of Tamaulipas is right across the border, and then the governor of Coahuila, which is up by Eagle Pass, and then the governor of Nuevo León, which is Monterrey.
Mm-hmm.
Probably we've had all three of their governors here during our celebration, and a lot of dignitaries from Mexico come in because they treat them royally to get an invitation, and the governor from the state of Texas comes in, and this gets, you know, good neighbor relations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is done every year during the George Washington's celebration.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get an idea of the house that you lived in when you grew up. Did you move around a lot when you were younger?
No. All I know of is that I was born at home. I wasn't born in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I was born at home in Josiah. They pointed out the house to me, which I, then after that, I guess we moved, which I do not remember. But we moved into this house on Market Street, and I lived there all my life till I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So we lived in one home.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
can you sort of make a sketch of that house, the floor plan, you know?
Yeah.
And the name of the rooms?
Mm-hmm.
And if any of the rooms you remember old-fashioned names or